Go ahead, smile if you've got them.
Got what?
Teeth.
Oh, yeah.
40% of people surveyed say they're dissatisfied with the way their teeth look. Are you dissatisfied with the way your teeth look? Because I'm dissatisfied with the way your teeth look.
Well, thanks. I'm kind of dissatisfied with the way mine look, too.
Okay.
I've got some of them fixed, but, you know, I've never done the whole veneer thing that I would like to do. And I'd love to have a beautiful smile, but, man, you know, it's expensive.
It is. You know, it's interesting to see, too, who's more scared to go to the dentist, men or women?
I didn't say each individual person has their own amount of fear.
49% of the men say they are scared to go to the dentist. Only 15% of women say they're scared to go to the dentist.
Now, I was wrong.
That's not the case in here because Heidi's frightened.
I think for me, I grew up with a dentist that was kind of a jerk. And he drove a Corvette. I mean, that's a sign right there.
And you drive a Corvette.
He was this balding guy that was always had these beautiful assistants, and he was just mean to us kids. He was a pediatric dentist, and he was mean to us. He'd be like, "Ah, the Novocaine's fine. You don't need any more." And I'm like, "It hurts." So I kind of am a pretty tough person when it comes to going to the dentist now.
Well, pretty soon, you know what? You won't have to worry about the regular dentist. You'll have cyber dentists.
The regular dentists.
Regular old dentists.
Oh, regular old dentists. What's a cyber dentist
well,
like?
Well, there's robots that inspect your mouth and tells the dentist what needs to be done.
Okay.
So I don't even know what's next. Maybe a coin slot machine that flosses your teeth. Could you see those out?
Like, oh, wow.
At the pharmacy.
Next to the blood pressure machine.
Yeah, yeah. But that's going to be coming out soon. Now, a study shows that music actually helps the dentist concentrate when they are doing something to your teeth.
Okay.
So
I'll try to hum a song next time.
Well, you know, that soothing Celine Dion music may be helping your dentist.
And you have to hum with your mouth open. Try that.
My problem is I don't know any Celine Dion songs to hum.
Well, that Titanic song.
What was that one?
The Heart Will Go On.
Okay.
Probably not a good idea.
No. But, you know, Tom, one of my favorite things about you is the trick that you pull on the dental hygienist.
Whenever you stare in their eyes?
Yeah. They ask normal people what they do when the dental hygienist is cleaning their teeth. The top answers are they look at the ceiling.
Right.
Okay, or that light up above you.
Oh, you can't look at that. You go blind.
If they have TV, they watch TV, obviously.
Yeah.
And then some people close their eyes.
I do that, too.
But you can't fall asleep.
Oh, no.
But the creepiest thing is Tom says he stares at the dental hygienist as they are cleaning his teeth.
Just stare deep into her eyes and don't break eye contact.
Oh,
it freaks him out.
Yeah.
And he wonders why the dentist was a jerk he grew up going to.
Yeah, I know.
I was only 15, man.
Oh, you started young.
Yeah. You know, and I think a way you could even enhance that a little bit is wink at her.
Oh, my God.
Just one little wink right there when you got your mouth open.
You say I'm a pervert.
No, I just want to enhance what you've created.
I can see you laying there going, hey. Feel that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was Saturday night. It was going on at 8. And a wink.
That's when they start the drill up.
And they don't give you a shot first.
Yeah,
I always had a problem, too, whenever I was a teenager, because my dentist would employ these women who were very well endowed, too. So they would lean over the chair to work on you, and their chest would be all up against you. And when you're like 15, that's like very distracting.
They don't have those.
They could have pulled 10 teeth. I wouldn't have known.
I mean, but nowadays they wear those scrubs, the dental hygienists. Then you know why they did that? Because of you.
No, they're wearing that heavy vest that they usually put on you for X-rays. They're going to put that on from now on.
I always wonder why they wore that when they clean my teeth.
Now you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.